is KBYS monitoring.
DMH Mobile.
KSA ENS, good morning.
DMH Mobile.
KFA ENS, good afternoon, Drake.
Side of the radio came on. How's it going up there? I'm actually heading up that way right now as we speak.
Oh, right on. Beautiful day up here today. Are you coming up to do some maintenance on the system, or do you have like another service call for your real job?
Fortunately / unfortunately, real job. So going back to the jail. Hopefully they're going to have the external, or the all the exterior cameras installed today, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, is there something going on with the link system? It's, I don't know, I've been hearing some strange noises on it lately, and it seems like a lot of transmissions are getting clipped or interrupted for a second at a time or so.
I haven't been monitoring super closely over the weekend, so I'm not entirely sure. I haven't heard of anything. This is the first time I've been hearing of it, so I'll do some digging. I know there is one machine that we have that kind of gets into itself every once in a while, but it doesn't get hung up. It just sends static for about 3 to 5 seconds, and then it kind of quits doing it. One machine is no longer no longer an issue because we made a programming change on that one. But has it been an ongoing issue, or did it just start this weekend?
Seems like it just started this weekend, and your last transmission to me probably got interrupted like 6 times, just like a little hiccup in your transmission, and then it just continues. So. Sorry to lay a problem at your feet that's kind of obscure, but that's just what I've observed listening in over the weekend.
Oh, so does it, like, it just goes silent and then it comes back?
Oh, so it just goes silent and back, just like that.
Okay, yeah, what you're describing is packet loss. It's probably... just because of conditions between the main feed point into the crossroad tower on the microwave link. That's been kind of a come and go thing. It'll do it sometimes, and then it quits doing it. Most of the time, it's fine.
Yeah, right on. Just thought I'd mention it to you if it was a phenomenon you were familiar with or something that was brand new that just picked up. So sounds like you're on it.
Yeah, that's happened before. It actually happens more often on the Mackinac City link, the Mackinac City site. The dish on the levering side is loose, so it kind of moves a little bit. That's not something that we did. It was just like that since it was in service when it was being used as when it was used for CCE's public safety system. So that dish just needs to be tightened up because it moves a little bit. So when that dish moves, it's not pointing all of the RF right at the actual target of where it needs to be. So you lose packets, and nobody likes losing packets.
Kind of like my old satellite dish that was on a 4x4 post in the ground. Every spring and every winter, I would have to reposition it when the ground froze or thawed because it would get offline from the exact spot where it had to be pointed. Same thing, I sound like.
Yeah, that's kind of similar. Well, a little bit, not really. It usually fixes itself. Sometimes it'll take the entire Mackinac City machine off for like about 30 seconds, and then it comes back by itself. The good thing is when a network path is interrupted, and then that path is reestablished, everything's health heals after that. Like the link is reestablished, and then the connection is reestablished between the repeaters again. So that's the good thing, anyway.
Yeah, at least it doesn't require someone to manually intervene every time. That's a good thing.
That is indeed the key. So, anyway, yeah, it's really nice. 32 degrees, which is, it feels warmer than that because the sun's out. There's like not a cloud in the sky. I wish we had more days like this. I'm hoping that my Meshtastic node that I set up, my solar-powered Meshtastic node, actually charges, because the battery died, and it's been off since, like, a couple days after I put it up there, and I haven't seen it come back up, so I don't know if, like, something, like, broke it, or what's going on there. It's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt my feelings to see a string of days like this. I'm going to get out and take a walk here at my lunchtime and get some of that sunshine on my face. And looking at the forecast, we're supposed to have 30s and 40s all week. So March is here, baby.
Heck yeah. I mean, I'm a little bummed at the same time because I haven't gotten to go skiing yet this year. And it doesn't look like I'm really going to have any time because I'm moving in a couple weeks. So, yeah, we'll see. I don't have my roof rack. It makes it a little difficult to transport skis in my car. I have that ski bag, but then it requires me taking the subwoofer that I enjoy having in my trunk. It makes the driving a little bit better. The driving experience, to be more specific.
Hey man, spring conditions are coming up. That's some of the best days. Got the sunglasses on, got the sun shining, mashed potatoes, snow, and those are like hero days. You got to get out and enjoy one or two of them before the season's over.
That's true. Maybe I'll buy another roof rack. I got to do that anyway. So I'll do that, put the ski mounts on there, and get ripping out there. So, are you planning on going to the meeting on I think it's the 14th, whatever, not this Saturday, but the next.
Yes, and I'm bringing two other guys with me.
All right, well. been planning on being there, so we'll be able to put a face to the voice, which is always a fun time.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Be awesome to finally meet you in person. That'll be great. Bringing my friend Chris and my other friend Josh along, and they've promised a little bit of help for whatever you guys might need this summer as well. So we will be happy to hear what you guys have to say about any projects that you have coming up in the area and how we might be able to help, whether it's just standing at the bottom and watching things.
I can always use ground crew whenever we got a climb going on, so that's always helpful. I think right now it's mostly just going to be, once you regain access to some of these sites, you can put some band-aids on things just to get them operational again, or more operational than they were. Like the 7-4, I've got a solution to get that one back up and operational fully, or better than it is right now, because its received performance is pretty rough.
The 7-4, is that the Hackleberg Sheboygan repeater, or is that the Mackinac repeater?
Hackleberg is the Sheboygan one, and we just called the 1-1 is the Mackinac. The 7-4 Hackleberg, because that's on Hackleberg Road.
Copy that. I don't get up that way very often, so I don't get to use that machine much. I'm almost exclusively on the Petoskey machine, but I'm going to be probably heading over to Alpena fairly frequently this spring, so I'll see what the reach is over there, especially after you maybe get it tweaked.
That thing was in tip-top shape. It was easy to use on a mobile from Roger City, so that's a really good site. It kind of sucks that that ice storm claimed a portion of our antenna. I'm glad it didn't claim the whole thing. At least some of it's still there.
At least the tower is still there.
That is also a good point.
I was speaking with Del Reynolds, and he told me that he went up to his site up there at Stutzmanville and just to check on the place during the ice storm last year, and he said that tower nearly came down. He said the guy lines were just completely slack, and it was waving back and forth, and he thought for sure he was going to lose the whole thing. It's just amazing that they didn't have more damage.
Well, especially with how much is on that tower. There's that antenna. There's a big old red antenna up there. You know, it's red or it's white. I think it's white. That was back in our days when we were on that tower. And a portion of the reason why we left. But I'll go into detail of that when that's something for off the air. But that antenna that's up there, that 9 and 10 transmitter antenna, is absolutely just enormous. It's huge. And it's just, I am really shocked that tower did not come down, especially with how tall it is and how much weight's on that tower. He got lucky.
Is that the same tower that the the local Straits Area Amateur Radio Club's 1-9 is on? I think it's the 1-9. Now, I can't remember what their frequency is, but they've been down since the ice storm as well. I attended one of their meetings where they talked about that, and there was a video that I saw. I actually saw it on YouTube, but they also showed it at their meeting. Drone footage going up and down that tower, looking at the damage on everything there. And I guess one of the big problems that they had was that there's an array of stuff up there that AT&T used to use that's no longer used, but they just left all their gear up there and have never come and taken it down. And I guess it's somebody else's problem.
you know, that is a very typical AT&T, a very typical just cellular carrier in general thing to do. They just, you know, whenever they vacate a site, they just leave stuff there and make it somebody else's problem. And, yeah, it's very, very common for that to happen. It's kind of interesting. Like, if it were me, I would go back and claim that stuff back because I'd say, oh, man, I could use that somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't know how usable it is anymore after all the damage it sustained during the ice storm, but, boy, being a kid that's always liked to throw rocks off of high places, I think that would be kind of fun to see something like that get dropped down if no one's claiming it.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun, but, yeah, because, oh, shoot, I forgot what I was going to say. Brain is derailed. Fully off of the tracks. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I don't remember. The thought's gone.
You're too young for that to start happening already.
When you have an insane case of ADHD, you'll understand.
Dude, I've got so much gray matter in my head that it had to push out through my hair to make room.
that's a good one. I haven't heard that one. Oh, man. Listen, man, every day there's a point where I'll walk into my living room or my kitchen to go do something and immediately forget what I was supposed to do. So I'll go back into my office and then walk back into the kitchen because I remembered I had to do something, but then I forgot what that thing was as soon as I got back into the kitchen.
Yeah, I do that sometimes myself, and it's becoming more and more frequent.
That means I'm doomed.
Well, hopefully they didn't medicate you for that so that you could realize your true potential and be the genius that you are.
I'm medicated for other reasons other than that. You don't need to go into that.
Hey, man, pick your poison, whatever it takes. Fine bourbon, fine cigars, craft beer, whatever works to keep the beast calm.
Right? Oh, man. All right, Bentley, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to turn up some tunes and enjoy the drive here. It's really nice out, and you don't get that many days like this. We'll catch you later. KFAENF and 8DMH Mobile.
Yeah, man, good talking to you. Have a great day. Hope to get to see more of the sunshine. I'm going to get out and enjoy it myself right now. KFA, DNF.
Okay, DYS, monitoring portable.
NADMH Mobile. NADMH, NADMHP Mobile.
Hey, Chuck, how's life?
Hey, I can't complain. I got out of Maniac City. I'm heading down to Interop right now.
Oh, good deal. I won't be there, but Telerad will be there.
Yeah, it's a shame they cut the participation of members down to only one now. They had two before and then four before that. Numbers are just going down, down. But the nice thing is, Thursday I'll get out of there, run down to Holland, pick up my wife and her sisters, and head to good old warm land, Florida.
You better bring that sunshine back with you.
Well, man, I've been in the sunshine since I left home, still in it, but yeah, the temperature's a whole 37 degrees coming up on Wolverine. We gotta get that temperature up in the 50s. Hi, hi.
I would agree with that. Oh, man. I'll just leave in the jail here in Petoskey. Got a couple more exterior, or a few more exterior cameras up. Got to come back tomorrow for one more, and then wait until we hear back from other people to figure out the door access portion of that program, and hopefully soon this project will be over.
Well, that's one thing about your job. You pile the miles on, that's for sure. You get to work with some interesting people, hi-hi.
Yep, that is for sure. I did almost watch somebody who just got released from jail about land himself back in jail. You know, when you start arguing with the sheriff in the parking lot, usually that doesn't go well for you.
Better known as a stupid move. Yeah. Well, those are the kind that usually end up behind bars anyway.
That's for sure. What computer are you on? It's getting real crackly.
Well, I'm coming into Vanderbilt, and then I'm on the Shibuki.
Oh, I should have guessed that. Okay. Well, if I can get back there, find a way to get back there while I'm up here for the meeting, because I plan to come to that, I will try to put a Band-Aid on that problem.
I'm sure a lot of people would appreciate that. Although I'm just using a quarter wave per se, so no gain.
Now, it's been doing pretty rough, but sometimes, some days it's so bad that even getting into it from Indian River is a hard time, and that shouldn't be a thing.
Well, definitely shouldn't have problems in Indian River, that's for sure. I mean, you can almost throw a stone to it.
Well, if you're missing half your antenna, and then the other part of the phasing harness is just kind of, you know, open to the elements, you'll have that.
Yeah, lucky we still got a repeater.
Yeah. Yep, that's for sure. I almost would say our best move would probably be flip the good part of the antenna above the tower and get rid of the phasing harness and just do that. Use what's left. So, anyway. That antenna was already kind of in rough shape as it was.
Well, yeah, the top section was leaning a little bit. Did that top section come off of it now with the storm last fall? Or I should say last spring?
Yeah, that's what Adam was telling me, was the top part of it's gone. I haven't been up there in a year, so I have no idea what it looks like with my own eyes.
Oh, well. Spring is coming.
Yep, it is. And it's 35 degrees over here in Bay Harbor, where the Richies live.
Just going by the southbound rest area south of Gaylord, and I've got 34. It was 35.
Well, there you go. So, all right, Chuck. Well, good to hear you. I'm going to jump out of here and listen to some music and make my way south again, doing this drive for the umpteen thousandth time this year. And ATMH Mobile.
Okay, Drake. Drive safe. We'll catch you later. Have a good one. And eight and XP.
Okay, do I ask mobile? Anybody else say you got a copy? Okay, do I ask Harrison? We're in the mobile.
Hey, up here, Ryan. It's an 8 GMH.
Alright, this thing seems to be working. They found my antenna at the school. It must have fell out of the car when my daughter got out, so I'm running down here to grab it.
Oh, how'd you manage that?
Well, I was playing around. It was in the back seat, and it got knocked out, so I'm just glad somebody picked it up and turned it in.
Was it a mobile antenna?
Yeah, it was one of the Mitnall ones, the flexible ones.
Oh, well, at least if somebody ran it over, it wouldn't break it.
Exactly. All right, I think I'm going to be losing my repeater here in town. It's kind of a dead spot.
You sound fine right now. Do you have a duplexer on that, or are you running two antennas?
Yeah, I've got a cell wave duplex here.
Oh, one of those flat pack things?
No, they're cans.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. All right, man, well, I won't keep you.
Just rolling into the Charlevoix.
I think VOH mobile.
I can switch over to VHF when I get stopped here. I got a VHF link radio, too.
Okay.
On the Northern Michigan Lake.
Hey, Mr. Jim, how are things?
Hey, Mr. Craig, I got two questions for you. The first one might be easy, I guess. You said you've got a fantastic solar thingamajob. I got one of those. I had to reinstall or redo the software via a cable. I found out you can't do it over the air.
I was able to do mine over the Bluetooth connection with the Meshtastic app, but it just takes a long time.
Okay, I think I tried to do that, and it kept losing its connection, and then it just basically died. So I had to go back to plug it back into the serial port or whatever you want to call it to re-update the software. Just thought I'd pass it on to you. I looked at the help stuff, and it said, "Oh, yep, we know that. If you put it up on a tower, you gotta carry it back down and rewire it." I said, "Oh well."
Yeah, I noticed that mine needed an update, and I decided it's not worth it. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, then I guess that's when I have to take it back down. And, well, I got to take it back down now because it's not working, but I'm pretty sure I'm just having a charging issue.
Well, somehow, you know, mine was still covered for 3 or 4 days, and it stopped working, and when I pulled it back down to redo the software, I noticed the little blue light on the bottom. Mine's a Seed, the Seed Studios one, and it's got a little blue light when everything's hunky-dory, flashes. Mine was not flashing.
Yeah, mine's a Rack 4631, and our RAK 4631. I've got a few of those. One of them I fried because the battery I had was wired backwards, and I didn't realize that. And then it let the magic smoke. So I don't know if it fried a diode or what. I haven't had a whole lot of time to look at it, but I plug it into USB and it doesn't really do anything. Like the light comes on and it does stuff, but I can't connect to it, so I think the ESP32 is probably dead, isn't it?
Yeah, the little light coming on might just mean the battery converter or the voltage converter is operational when you plug it in. So it may not tell you much. So good luck. Okay, hey, second question. We talked last week about Wi-Fi 7. Well, I bit the bullet after doing lots of research, so I've got a new router on order. Uh-oh.
Well, what'd you get?
Well, I'm going to have to to convert my whole system kind of over. I got a Ubiquiti. Now, Ubiquiti is finally making a home version of a router. So it's a Ubiquiti Dream 7. Oh, well.
Oh, those are good units. I've got a Ubiquiti Unified Switch. I don't really have anything else at Ubiquiti, but I've heard really good things about them. We actually use some Ubiquitis for our microwave back home, the power beam.
Yeah, the only downside I see is that I had a TP-Link setup that I could use, but there's warnings that it's created by Chinese software and don't use it, it's got bugs. So now the downside to Ubiquiti is I think I have to establish an account with Ubiquiti in order to use their web-based programming software.
Well, if it uses Unify Control, that is actually a program you run locally. You make an account on that local program, and that's how you manage it. If it's anything like my Unify Switch, then you just gotta download the Unify Control software and run it on a computer or whatever, and you can configure it. You don't have to run that software full time. You just need it to configure it, and then you'll, every time you want to go in and, you know, monitor it or whatever, look at the dashboard, you gotta have the software running. But it's web-based, but it's all locally. You just run it locally.
Oh, okay. Once I download the app local, okay, got it. I'll definitely do that. It definitely supports Unify console and all sorts of stuff. So I've got a big learning curve ahead of me.
The web interface is super intuitive. It was really easy for me to VLANs and stuff on my Switch. And it's really easy to choose what ports I want. It's not easy. I found that out once.
I don't know if there's another station trying to get in there. If there is, go ahead. ACAPG. I guess not. Your audio just disappeared for a couple seconds. Okay. Anyhow, all right, well, I'll let you drive. ACAPG will watch you go.
Sounds good, Mr. Jim. Have a good one. NAGMH mobile. Okay, we're back. We just washed the vehicle. Welcome back. I'm just about to traverse now. Oh, nice. Yeah, you're cruising right along. Yeah, I found the antenna. They picked it up at the school, and I decided, well, I better go wash the truck. It's all salty while I'm in town. Harrison is busy. Yeah, I got some cell wave. I don't remember what the number is on those, but I bought them from a guy over here for a couple hundred bucks. They're old. There's four cans. I'm sure it's just a typical, you know, duplexer, but it seems to work.
Yeah, most of what you'll really ever need on UHF is just a four cavity. The split's a wide enough split that, well, you never really have any issues. That's all I've got for my machine is just the four cavity. So,
It's on VHF where you really want it sometimes, and depending on the site, that's where you want a six cavity sometimes. Most of the time a four will do just fine, but sometimes when you want a little bit more isolation, a six cavity is pretty nice. But anyway. Well, good deal. How much power are you running on that thing?
Well, right now it's at 20 watts. So it covers my little area. I have a CDM radio with a heat sink on the top and two fans running on it. So it works pretty good for around my area. There's a 100-foot tower 3 miles north of me. I just have to get a climber to get... There's a standoff at the top to put an antenna. I don't have a commercial antenna to put up there, so... I guess if I have to, I'll have to put a diamond up there or something, but... No, I don't need anything much around here. I'm barely ever home.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're on the road more than you're at home, so I guess it doesn't really make a huge difference for you.
No, and all the people around here that are licensed, they're either... They only come up on the weekends, or they're old. I just went, there's a guy that lives right next to the elementary school where I was going. I had to wait a minute because the parking lot was full. So I saw his son out there, which I didn't know that it was his son, but I pulled in and talked to the son, I guess. WN0ZOS. He's really old. He can't hardly get around, so I stopped in and was going to see about, because he's got a couple antennas up. So anyway, yeah, there's not very many people around here. There's like maybe five.
Yeah, understood there. Yeah. You'll have that out in those areas, though.
So.
All right, well, I was about to turn onto my road here, so, we'll catch you later. It ain't DMH mobile.
All right, Drake, yep, you have a good night. We're going to be home here in a minute, too, and then I'll be back out here tomorrow. We'll be cruising up north, so I'm sure I'm going to Indian River. KDYS Mobile will be standing by.
KDYS reportable again.
ABN mobile monitoring. KFADNF.
FTV monitoring.
KFADNF, Josh, you there?
Yeah, I got you, Bentley. How you doing?
Good, man. Are you on your commute back from Gaylord?
I am indeed. And you know, I planned on leaving right at 5 o'clock, and that plan was going really well until it wasn't. But hey, 5:25, that's not too bad. Better than 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, there you go, man. But you're the boss, so you should be the last one to leave anyway.
I didn't get your last. You were pretty quiet.
I said you're the boss. You should be the last one to leave anyway.
Yeah, first one in, last one out. Carry everything on my shoulders. Yeah, I see how it is. But the boss is the boss so that he can have more time for himself. Isn't that how that works?
No, I don't think that's how it works at all. Wait till you hear me tell you that you're the last one to get paid, too.
Yeah, I don't like that model. I make sure there's enough to go around. And if there's not, I have to make sure there's enough for me, because that's why I started the business. That's why I'm in business. And so, yeah, it sounds selfish, but after the last 8 years, the ups and downs and learning some things, I can tell you that a business that size, it has to be focused around me and mine, because society has changed. It's not like there's employees lined up waiting to get through the door, you know?
Yeah, true, man. Any way you slice it, it ain't an easy road for somebody to be in business for themselves these days. Yeah, besides the usual challenges, all the roadblocks and red tape that gets thrown up in front of you, good grief. You gotta be pretty dedicated to navigate all that Bravo Sierra every day.
Yeah, I've learned some of this stuff. I've just gotten so good at doing all the things, it becomes second nature. I would feel bad for a guy who, and I'm not boasting, but who didn't have the skill level I do, because I'm able to sit down and diagnose and do things at the computer and then get up, walk away, and do something else, come back and actually go work on the vehicle and diagnose and repair it. Some guys can't multitask like that. If I couldn't multitask like I do, yeah, I would just be insane. It would drive me right up the wall.
Well, just think about all the very talented carpenters out there that put a magnetic sign on the side of their pickup and went out of business like 2 years later. You have to be well-rounded on all of that stuff to be successful these days. You know, my brother was an extremely talented landscaper, but he always struggled with the business piece of it, primarily getting people to pay him, which is sad, but...
Yeah, and it's a struggle. I mean, as a business owner, a small business owner, yeah, if I had 20 guys lined up to do the work, I mean, we could start getting the work and do it, but if you don't have the manpower, you can't take the work on, you got to be able to say no. But when you say no, you also have to realize that, you know, you're losing some money there, but, you know, you're just spinning in circles sometimes. You have to learn to balance it, and I think I've learned that, especially after working with tax and doing this. I've pretty much figured out how to do it and keep myself in one piece.
Well, good on you, man. That's not an easy task, and... hope that you are very successful at it one of these days, if not already.
I know, I'm thinking about getting into the propane business. That's where the money's at.
I don't know about that, man. I'm in the energy business, and I can tell you a couple of things about that. I'm not specifically a propane guy, but there's some major challenges there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw that out there for your entertainment.
Hey, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
That is a fact. We found that out through COVID. We found out just what easy does to people. And unfortunately, I think we're still recovering from that.
Someday we'll have some beers, and I'll tell you about how the corporate world is affected by that yet to this day. What a joke.
Yeah, we do. I need to talk to Chris. I know I've mentioned something to him before. With everybody get together and kind of meet up at my place. I got my heated garage. Right now it's a mess because I've just got all my woodworking equipment, the stuff I didn't have yet, fans sitting there, stuff that's got to go on stands. So it's a mess. It may be a little bit, but yeah, we need to get together and just relax and do radio stuff, whatever. So I'll make some plans for that and feel everybody out for time frame.
Well, just throwing it out there, but Saturday after next might be a good time. I think all three of us are planning on going to that radio club meeting in Petoskey.
Yeah, that was the 14th, correct?
Correct.
Yep, I will definitely be there for that, and I know Chris plans on going, so... Yeah, it'll be a good time. I gotta be careful how much I spend because I want to buy a whole bunch of new radio stuff. And then Chris sends me a text yesterday of a picture of one. I'm like, nice. So, you know, just feeding that animal inside me that wants out, that has access to the credit card but no self-control.
Yeah, I've been sitting on a list, chipping away at it a little bit at a time. But it's a thing, that's for sure.
Well, and I was looking at some 10-meter radios and stuff. I know we don't have a lot of access to it just as a technician, but I still want to mess with it. So it's not cheap if you get a good one.
No, but they never go out of style, and they last a good long time, especially if you buy a quality one. But there are some cheap alternatives out there if you wanted to go the cheap route. I mean, I found a couple that are kind of like the footprint of a mobile radio. They were like 10-meter and 11-meter, which is CB, and I think maybe 6-meter band. And they were only like, they were less than $300.
KF8FP. Yeah, I know, and now with Chris kind of starting to fire under me because he's, oh, I'm going to go study for my general. I'm like, oh, man, now I feel like I should go do that. So it's going to open up a whole lot more, and it just opens up more to spend money on, which is fine. But, yeah, I do want to expand. I don't want to just stay around with the 2-meter, 70-centimeter. I'd like to grow my collection, if you will.
Well, I think fresh off getting your technician's license, if you want to go for your general, now would be the time to do it. Because you're in the mode of learning all of that stuff, a lot of the things that you learned on your technician's license, some of it will be applicable to learning the next step in the general license. That was suggested to me, and I didn't take it up, and I'm pondering whether or not I'll go for my general, but when I do, I know I'll have to work a little bit harder at it. So just throw that in the hopper for you.
Well, and I think too, with Chris doing it, that'll be good for both of us because it's going to be the same test. So we can talk about those things and kind of, it helps me to be able to bounce ideas and thoughts off of other people because when you talk about it, that sticks with me more than just going through the course and even just trying to memorize it. Like, that helps me actually grasp it.
Yeah, we all have our special way of learning, that's for sure, but... No, I think it would be cool to experiment on the 10-meter stuff, at least to start. We should be able to do simplex comms amongst us, and I think that'd be awesome. And then start looking at, well, how to make this a mobile. Mobile, I don't mean a truck so that you can talk while you're driving, but how to pick up all of your gear, go off someplace, and set it up and make contact. I think that would be cool to figure out how to do.
Yeah, and I know, especially with Chris and I do have to get my antenna a little higher to see if we can do the 2-meter simplex, but I'm somewhat optimistic, but I'm not going to put my money on it because I really don't think it's going to happen. But, yeah, if it does, that's great, but yeah, I do want to our goal has always been to be able to communicate simplex so that we don't need infrastructure. You know, we plug our radios in, we talk. So that'll be exciting for me.
KFADNF. Well, yeah, HF is the key to that. So, I think if we all three of us can go down that road to some extent and then experiment with that, I think that would be super cool and super fun.
Well, hey, just a heads up. I don't know if I told you or if you were talking to Chris and I when I mentioned it, but I used the 442 out of Boyne City, 70-centimeter there. Scott, I believe his name. He has actually signed paperwork to do a 2-meter repeater, and I think they're putting it somewhere in the Jordan vicinity because I know that one's down. He's even talked about possibly playing with the idea of a GMRS repeater because that one is not going back up. That'll be interesting. It'll give us a little bit more to play with.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing you mention that when we were talking a couple days or last week or whatever ago. I was talking to Drake, NADMH, and he was telling me some of the things that, some of the hoops you have to jump through to get, you know, tower space and get in the band and all of that kind of stuff. And it can be pretty daunting.
Yeah, I know. These guys that put these repeaters out and they do all this stuff, they may not be the tower owners and all that, but, man, there's a lot of work, and it's not cheap to do this. It's nice having all that available to us. I appreciate it, whether I say it as much as I should. Makes it nice to be able to play with this stuff, and somebody else has basically done all the footwork.
Yeah, well, I plan on giving back a little bit of time and effort to help out on some of these projects these guys have going on. So we'll find more on the 14th. But all right, man, I'm going to run. Good catching you on the air. Enjoy the rest of your commute home, and always good talking to you. KF8, DNF.
All right, good talking to you as well. Yeah, I'm almost home, so I'm going to grab my bike to eat, and I might go out in the garage and play. I will talk to you down on the airways. KF8, FDE, clear and monitoring.
KDUIS mobile listening.
Well, good evening, sir. I was able to listen to the net.
It's pretty staticky, though, so I didn't even attempt to try to get in because I know it was staticky the other day and it was coming in more clear on my end. So I passed. I hopefully get my antenna up will help and I can get in because that was pretty brief.
Yeah, some nights people are a little bit more long-winded than others. Sometimes there's a little bit more to talk about, so, yeah. Well, it's good that you could at least pick it up anyway.
Yeah, like I say, I kind of feel like maybe it'll get a little better with the antenna up higher, I hope, because I got another 25, 30 feet I can go, so hope it helps because I'd like to be able to do that.
Now, are you at the shop, or home, or mobile, or where are you?
I like the confusion, because I work late so many times, you don't know where I am. Yeah, I'm at home. I told Brian, we are out of here at 5 o'clock, I don't care what happens, and then something happened. we didn't leave there until, 5:24, but, yeah, I'm trying to be really good about that, because I do want to get home. I need to be home. I don't need to spend my whole life there. If it means I have to cut the hours down to 4 o'clock, then that's what we're going to do. But we need to be out of there and go enjoy our lives. That's why we work.
Yep, exactly. That's my thought.
Well, and I've worked hard enough, long enough doing this, whether with, help at the shop or by myself. Man, you can only take so much stress before you really start to get to the edge and you're looking down. So I am not interested in doing that any longer. I would rather lose, a little bit of time there and have more to spend here.
Sounds like you're getting things figured out. I like it.
I am, and I do. I just remembered I have one bit of bad news for you and Bentley. We were talking about it on the way home. The 14th is not a good day for me. My wife reminded me today that we already had plans made to go to Traverse City for a shindig with some other folks, and I totally forgot.
Okay, so remind me, what was the 14th again?
Oh, maybe I don't feel so bad. That was the meeting over in Petoskey. You're up in Petoskey, down in Petoskey, wherever you're coming from, for the ham club.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Yep. Oh, well, that's too bad. But you know what? You're doing more important things, so that's a good thing.
Well, the thing that bothers me most about it is that I am the guy to honor my word. And I told them I was going to do that first, and then she reminded me. And I just, I'd like to say no. I really would, but I already told them I would. So I'm going to follow through with it. This is why I don't talk to people very often, because that way I can't say the wrong thing, and I don't obligate myself to do stuff. Just don't talk to people. It's the easiest way.
You're all right, bud. Don't worry about it. Not a big deal. There's other meetings you'll be able to go to, I'm sure.
Yep, and I will. I'm interested in doing that, learning more, being around people that do this stuff, because, say, I wish I had all day to sit and study, research, and learn and do things, but unfortunately, I haven't won the lotto yet, nor am I retired, so I cannot do those things. But, I don't know. Maybe this year is the year. Get 5 or 6, 7 employees, good office person, and I can actually, spend some time fooling around with radios during the day.
Not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but let me know how that works out for you.
Man, why you gotta be like that? Hey, so I'm looking at my new little tan, desert tan case that I have. If you want some of those, excuse me. It's the 3,800 boxes, 14 and 5/16, or 15/16 by 10 and 9/16, Harbor Freight there, with the inside track thing, I'm getting them for $25. So if you need any or want any, let me know. I can grab a couple because I got to head. One day this week I have to head back up there. So let me know if you want any.
All right, I'll keep that under advisement. I can't think of any projects I got in mind that I'm in dire need of one for.
Sure, you don't need like another radio box, something like that? I mean, just saying, for the price, good idea to have a backup.
Well, I'm looking around here, and I think I got like four or five of them here in the talk anyway.
Yeah, I see you got a few of them floating around in there. I don't have any yet, just the one lone case. And I do have that other case, the style that you got with the metal clasp on it. They had one of those. I was able to get it for the toolkit, which is something else I need to get. So I've not done that yet. I keep looking at them, but I don't know what to get. I got to figure that all out. So, yeah, I got a lot of education and direction for purchase. Yeah, so I'm a long ways from just breaking the skin on this thing.
Oh, you'll get there. Don't be in a rush. Take it all in stride.
Yep, I am, and I'm gonna hold off on buying a whole lot of stuff for just a little while. I mean, I know I would love to have a 10-meter radio and all that stuff, but I'm gonna hold off. I want to get the truck arranged properly, and then I keep thinking about the drill and the hole in it. That's still going around in my head. But ultimately, I think it's probably going to be what I have to do because I think you're correct about positioning on there. I think a little more height would help because I know that it was the same way with the GMRS. The taller antenna worked better, but it's not obnoxiously tall. So it's probably a combination of both, but I'm going to do that and get that arranged before I start ordering more equipment for in my station here.
Well, when you get ready, let me know, because I don't have a problem drilling a hole in your truck for you.
I can just hear it right now. It's like nails on a chalkboard. I can't even stand it. Oh, it hurts.
Don't worry, I got just what you need. I just got a new pair of snap-on earmuffs, and they quiet everything right down. You won't even know what's going on.
Yeah, just blindfold me, gag me, put some earmuffs on, some earplugs in, all the works, and I just won't even know, and it'll be done and over with. That's kind of like surgery when they knock you out, isn't it?
That is true. See, you're getting it. You're getting it.
I'm still feeling the results from my hernia surgery, so if that's what I have to look forward to, and it's going to torture me the rest of my life, I'm going to have to come up with a better way to do it.
There for a minute, I thought you were sounding like one of them old guys on the net.
Wow. Okay, on that note, I have to get Aubrey. We've been out here playing in the garage a little bit. I've got all my stands. I mean, you should see this. This place is, it's an organized mess, if that's a thing. It's everywhere, but it's organized. I'm working on getting stands. I got to get a piece of plywood, make the bases for all my equipment so that I can bolt it to the stand. So, yeah, we've been out here kind of fooling around. She's still playing with my Free Harbor Freight bucket. But I got to get her inside so she can get cleaned up and in bed. So with that, I will bid you a good night, sir, and I will talk to you down the airwaves. Tell Lisa I said hi, and give the old puppy a pet on the head for me. KF8FTE.
All right, my friend, you go spend some time with that little girl. She is awful deserving of it, that is for sure. And tell Chris we said hi, and we will talk to you down the wire. Be safe. K8ZAT.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Monday Night Social Hour. There will be no T-barge tonight, so we'll go ahead and start with the Social Hour. This is KEASBZ. My name is Tony. I'll be your net control station using the club call sign W8TCM. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and to build our ham radio community and to communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in the area. The MeshNet and the use of this W8TCM repeater are authorized by the Cherryland Radio Club serving the greater Traverse City and northern Michigan area. This is a club-sponsored activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs, welcome to check in to the MeshNet. All newly licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. Before we check in, just a reminder that Tuesday mornings is breakfast with hams at KNS Airport Restaurant, located at Garfield and South Airport Road in Traverse City. Tuesday evenings, 7 p.m., club meeting. This Tuesday will be a board meeting. All club members are welcome. Any hams are welcome. And that is held at the New Approaches Center at 5123 North Royal Drive. I would like to note that we've lost local ham from the Charlevoix area. Gary Gutzman, I believe I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, K8FK. So I would say that any of you that have any memories of him and would like to share that, please send them to the editor at cherrylandarc.com. I don't see any swaps coming up anytime soon. I think the next one will be down in the Lowell area the 21st of March. Can you believe that it is March already? So we're starting to get a little bit of the snow melt and a few icy back roads. Most of the main roads are clear in the Traverse City area. And now we'll go ahead with the rest of the net standby. Okay, check-ins for the Cherryland Arc. Oh. Check-in to the Cherryland Arc.com for changes, additions, or cancellations, and of course our newsletter, the middle of the month. Now we begin our check-ins. We'll check in one person at a time. Hope I'm not too early. We normally start this about 10 minutes after the hour. I will call for a check-in. You send me your call sign, followed by your first name. I will acknowledge each station and ask for the next check-in. This will be more efficient and minimize the number of doubles. Thank you for your patience. This is W8TCM Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin our check-ins calling short-time, time-constrained stations. Respecting your time, I'll take comments after the group checks in. Do we have a check-in for the first check-in for short-time check-ins? Please call now.
Net Control, this is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel, short-time. With a,
KD8REH, Mike, I got you in there. Next short-time check-in, please call now.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria, Tom Cadillac, short time.
Gotcha in there, Tom. Next short time check-in, please call now.
Good Drake, NADMH.
NADMH, got you, Drake. Any more short-time check-ins before we go to the top of the list? None heard. K-D-8-R-E-H. Mike, go ahead with your transmission. There may have been somebody else out there. Bottom of this list. I'll give you one more chance. Mike, go ahead with your transmission, and Tom, stand by.
Yeah, good evening. Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. I had to switch over to EchoLink. Nothing new. Just had one announcement. I didn't know there was going to be a T-barge net, so I guess I'll announce it here. For those interested in the weather spotter classes, they are starting here pretty soon. I do not have a full list out yet. I guess the Weather Service have a complete list of classes that they have set up. They have not published yet, but I do have one that is confirmed April at 6 p.m. over at the Governmental Center in Benzie. That is one so far. I'm still waiting to hear of the other locations around. I believe they're going to have one in Manistee, and I'm not sure if they're going to have one in Grand Traverse. They may have that in Leelanau, but either way, next week here I should have some more info for you. And we'll pass it back over to you.
Okay, Mike, let me confirm. First weather spotter meeting at Benzie County on 3-8 at 6 p.m., is that correct?
Negative, April 8th, 4-8. That is the only one that is confirmed so far. I haven't had a comprehensive list from them yet, but hopefully within a week or so here we'll have a list out of all the other classes.
Okay, thank you. Mike, I appreciate it. I'm corrected to April 8th. Okay, Tom, WIRB, go ahead with your transmission. And Drake, if you're still in there, stand by.
Yeah, okay, very good, Tony, and thanks for that tonight, WIRB. Well, I had a good week so far this week. I worked today, and I'm working tomorrow. I work Friday also. Last week I only worked one day. That was Friday. So I thought I better pick up an extra day here. Anyway, we'll go to yoga tomorrow night. And I'll probably be home Wednesday and Thursday. I'll go to yoga on Wednesday. Thursday, there's no classes. So anyway, that's my outlook there. Not real exciting, but did okay. Did okay today. Anyway, I'll let everybody go. Thanks again for taking that there, Tony. Everybody on the net, have a great evening. 7-3, because I'm going to be going to bed shortly here. WATC, I'm WV8WIV. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Okay, Tom, we'll put a cup of decaf at your table setting and just pretend like you're there. Let's go to Drake, NADMH. Still out there, Drake? Go ahead with your transmission.
Okay,
I didn't copy whether Drake was in and out. Maybe we have short time. Are there any other short time check-ins? Before we go to EchoLink and I'll start.
I'm here. Any damage?
Okay, go ahead. Let us know what's going on, Drake.
Not a whole lot. Sorry, I missed it earlier. I walked out of the room and then came back and the radio was silent, so I didn't know if it was my turn or not, and then I kind of assumed, and then there you go. Not a whole lot to report. Just working and surviving and that sort of thing. Worked on putting Manjaro Linux on an old MacBook yesterday, and currently it's still being a real pain in the butt because I can't get the Wi-Fi to work. Not quite sure why. It claims that the driver is installed, but it doesn't want to do anything with it, which is wonderful. Maybe I'm probably going to have to put a different Wi-Fi adapter in it or something like that, because from what I'm reading, Broadcom Wi-Fi hardware is a real pain in the butt to make work on Linux. So, other than that, not a whole lot more to report. Back to you there, Tony, and 8DMH.
Okay, Drake, thanks for the update. I'm glad that you're out there working on stuff, and one thing I've learned about you over the years is you don't give up on it. You might not get it today, but you'll keep at it, and you'll have it going here in a couple of days, I'm sure. Either that or you'll throw out the computer and get something that'll work on. Okay, let's go to EchoLink. With EchoLink stations, there's a short delay, so we're going to allow for that. First, EchoLink or All-Star station, please check in now.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform Kevin.
KD9WWU, thank you, Kevin. Next EchoLink or All-Star station. Check in now. Okay, looks like that's all we have there. This is WAPCM Net Control. We're going to go ahead and stand by for all check-ins, newly licensed stamps. Now is your chance. First general check-in, please call now.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Christopher, thanks for checking in. Next general check-in, please call now.
Mark, KC8VAP.
Thank you, Mark. Got you in the log. Next.
K8WQK, Pete.
Pete, got you in there. Next general check-in, call now.
Nicholas, Kilo, Delta 8, November Hotel. That's KD8NH.
KD8NH, we got Nicholas. Next general check-in. Call now.
Mike, November 8, Papa November Kilo.
November 8, Papa November Kilo. Mike, thanks for checking in with us. Next general check-in, please call now.
K-A-8-H-Y-E, Edgar.
Edgar, good to hear you out there. Next channel check, call now.
Whiskey X-Ray 1, Juliet, Scott.
Okay, yeah, Scott, got you next Monday at 8, or tonight at 8:15. Let's go back. Let's see if there's any other general check-ins, and we'll go back to our EchoLink check-in, and we'll go on with the list from there. Any other general check-ins, please call now. Okay, nothing heard at this time. Let's go back up to Kevin, KD9WWU. How are you doing, Kevin, and what's your location?
This is Kevin Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, from Northwest Indiana, where it's about 34 degrees, and we're expecting some freezing rain tonight. So just a little bit, but we're coming up during the week. So anyways, March 15th, we're going to make a run up north to be up there for 4 or 5 days, and hopefully to meet with some in hand. So and we're going to have a visitor with us. It'll be my sister, who lives down in Pensacola, Florida. So she's going to come on with us. So anyways, that's the general thing going on right now. Just trying to get this move going. So this will be Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Inform, standing by.
Okay, thanks for checking in with us tonight, Kevin, Echo Link. We'll look forward to you being up here in Michigan, which will soon be your home QTH, and we'll look forward to meeting your sister, too. I've got my brother out here from California. He's been visiting for about 3 weeks, getting ready to head back in a couple of days here, so always nice to have family visit. Let's go to Christopher, KF8DMK, and Mark, stand by.
Good evening, everybody. This is Christopher, Kilo Fox out 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Oh, not too much new going on this week. We got spoiled with that warm weather a couple weeks ago, and even with the sunshine now, it just feels cold after getting used to that. But anyhow, we have 100 maple trees tapped currently, ready for the sap to start flowing, and we're planning on tapping another 100 for a total of 200. And other than that, the other update is we are up to 30 lambs now on the farm. So that's the big news from our farm. Back to you. This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Christopher, that's absolutely amazing. And I always look forward to that maple syrup that you make. Actually put some on the table for some French toast, I think it was yesterday. It was. Yesterday was Sunday. Absolutely. It was great. So keep and your wife keep up the good work out there, and the kids are good helpers around the farm, too, for sure. Mark, let's go to Mark, KCZAP, and Pete, stand by.
Well, good evening, WATCM, and the Monday Evening Social Hour Network. This is Mark, call sign KCZAP. And just to keep it brief, my excitement for the day and the previous day was working with FTA, making contacts, and that sort of thing. It's kind of interesting. And I'm also sometimes amazed at how far those signals can reach. So with that, I'll turn this back to Net Control, but this case the ACAP.
Okay, Mark. Sounds like you're having fun with that. Speaking of FT8, and brings to mind the expedition down there in toward Antarctica, 3Y0K. We're getting information from them. They transited. They got down there with their ship and got on. I think they got out there yesterday. And today they have their full crew down on the island. There's some information on the website. I'm sure that you can find frequencies and what have you that they'll be working on today. They're working on setting up the antennas, although somebody had set up FT8 the other day. So look for them all to be coming online here shortly. I'll be interested to see if any club members or any of you guys out there make contact with the most remote island on the planet. So now let's go to Pete, K8WQK, and Nicholas, stand by. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Good evening, one and all. This is Pete, K8WQ. Not a lot to report yet, Tony. I was going to mention that, too. According to what I'm seeing on the news, on the Internet, some of the people are on the island. So there you go. What an adventure. A little above my pay grade, I think. But it's all right. What an adventure. Look forward to seeing everybody at breakfast tomorrow morning. And good luck on the maple syrup. Yeah, I hope we have a good spring for that. KWQ.
Okay, thanks, Pete. Let's go with Nicholas, KD8NH. How are you doing today? And Mike, N8DNK, stand by.
Yeah, Tony, this is Nicholas, Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel. That's KD8NH. Thanks a lot for taking the net tonight. And let's see here. There was an announcement at the beginning of the net that I missed for the subject, or like what the subject of tomorrow's meeting is, whether if it's a project night or a board meeting. If you could follow up with that after my transmission, that'd be great. Wanted to say, Mike, KD8REH, thanks a lot for giving us information on the weather spotting meeting that's going on April 8th, Benzie County, keeping us up to date on some of that. I know that's a great source of information for people like me who like to, you know, monitor that kind of stuff, be involved, and then need to be up to date also, like get my up to date in training and such. Let's see here. I've been operating a bunch on 40 meters and 20 meters over the last weekend. I think maybe like 50 contacts. It was just a great weekend of radio. This next weekend coming up, I believe, is a DX International contest, so the radio may be full of some DX contesters, which will be fun. I also discovered in my last week the radio amateur's code, which I know I read at one point before, but I printed it out and put it on the shack wall to be part of my day-to-day. And one of the, the codes is friendly. Let's see, the radio amateur operates slowly and patiently when requested, offers friendly advice and counsel to beginners, kind assistance, cooperation, and consideration for the interests of others. These are marks of the amateur spirit. And I share this tonight because I believe the WATC, or the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club, does a great job of this throughout the years that I've been involved. And I just wanted to thank them for being so friendly, all you guys. And I hope you have a good day. 73s, Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel. I'll turn it back to you, WATCM.
Okay, Nicholas, that's awesome. And to answer your question, it's a board meeting tomorrow night, and we'll probably be just discussing going forward projects, things that we can do in the club to make it interesting for the members when they show up for general meetings. So you're always welcome anytime, any Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Okay, let's go to Mike and 8. PNK, and Edgar, standby.
Yeah, hey, thanks. This is Mike, N8PNK. I just recently changed my call sign. I used to be KF8FCN, but it was a bit of a mouthful, so I did the vanity process there, finally got my new call sign. A little bit easier to say, a little bit easier to CW, all across the board, just enjoying it. That's kind of been the new thing here, been enjoying playing around on HF for the first time here. It's been pretty fun. Made some contacts, hit some POTA hunting. That was pretty enjoyable. Been doing a lot of ST8. Really like that. That's pretty pretty fun to be able to casually DX. You know, definitely enjoying that. Yeah, as far as it goes, that's pretty much all that I've been up to. But yeah, new call sign and checking into the net here. So I'll give it back to you, Net Control. Thank you, 73.
Okay, thank you, Mike, and you might have corrected me there. Is that November 8th, Delta or Papa?
You had it correct the first time. It was November 8th, Papa, November Kilo.
Okay, well, keep your Papa. Thanks a lot there, Mike. Let's go to Edgar, K-A-8-H-Y-E, and Scott, standby.
Good evening to the net. Repeater's sounding real strong tonight. All the signals are coming in real good. They're a little handheld here. So it's been a cool weekend, and hopefully headed towards spring. Can hardly wait. 73, this is K-A-H-Y-E.
Okay, Edward, thanks for being so loyal, checking in every week with us there. And it's cool, and every time we get above freezing, my dirt road up out here turns to ice with the snow that has melted on it. And over the weekend, I tried to make a trip out of the windy, hilly road and ended up in a snowbank on one side, backed out of that, slid into the snowbank on the other side. Couldn't make it up the hill, so I had to let the car kind of slide sideways and head back down the hill with enough momentum to get up to solid ground. So it was fun, but they got a little sand on it today, so happy to hear that. Anyway, let's do Scott, WX1J, and then we'll be at the bottom of the list, and we'll stand by for any other check-ins. Scott, go ahead.
Hello, Tony, from the bottom of the list. Scott, the WX1J here. And I just want to say thanks for taking the net this evening. You're doing a great job, as usual, and sounds like a good group of folks in here tonight. What's been on my little to-do list is we started with getting a new radio in December, around Christmas time. I got a new radio, and then that precipitated, well, if I'm going to do that, why don't I get a new computer as well, because my Windows 7 had been obsolete for several years. So I upgraded to Windows 11, and for that precipitated a whole cascade of software, the radio connected to the computer, the WHATX, and my logbook, and several other things connected to it so I can get back on the air. And so now I'm sitting here on my desk with nothing on it except a painted board, and hopefully tomorrow we'll get the shelving back up and get the radios on it and get everything back up and maybe then get back on the air. How much fun would that be? So it's always been a big adventure, but nothing spectacular. That's about it for me. I will see you at breakfast tomorrow, and look forward to seeing everybody at the board meeting tomorrow night. WATCM, this is WX1J. Good evening.
Okay, Scott, looks like you might have the record for having the most fun this week. Trying to get all of your equipment to talk to each other. Yep, hope to see you at breakfast tomorrow morning. We are now at the bottom of the list of this W8TCM. I'm going to listen for any additional check-ins. If you haven't checked in yet for the Monday evening social hour and you wish to do so, please call now.
KYH, Kilo Yankee 8 Hotel, here in Elk Rapids, I'm in and out.
Thanks for adding to the list there, Neil. Have a great evening. Any other check-ins, please call.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey 7.
Okay, Kevin, I got you in there. Are there any other general check-ins? Please call now. Okay, Kevin, I think you got the tail on the donkey here. 88SBW, go ahead with your transmission.
Thanks, Tony, and hello, everyone. I'm just trying to get back in the habit of pressing that transmit button on my radio. I haven't been on much. I'm busier than I normally would be this time of year, printing out some 3D-printed gadgets. Ended up being a co-rector for an event this weekend, so working on that. Michelle and the kids are gone to swim practice. They're not back yet, so I got some stuff on the stove trying to get ahead on meals for the week. And it's just quiet, so figure I'd get on the air. I think there is one more person trying to get in after me, so hopefully they can get in. there. Have a good night, everyone. Back to Nets and KE8SCW.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Good to hear from you. And, you're, sounds like you're organized out there fixing the meat for the kids, and I can remember those days. It's a lot easier probably doing it that way than doing one a day or whatever. Of course, you got several kids, so that makes a difference too. So thanks again for checking in. Was there another call out there would like to call the Monday Night Social Hour? Okay, nothing heard. So before we close the net, are there any questions or comments? And I'll listen for any of those right now, and that will include the Monday Evening Social Hour net. Nothing heard. This net will meet again next Monday here on the repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is KE8SPZ, Tony. Operating this evening is net control under the clip call sign W8TCM. I'll now close the net, return the repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everybody, for participating tonight and your comments. Good evening, all. Have a great week. W8TCM clear.
WX1J, this is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform. You out there, Scott?
Hey, Kevin. Yes, I'm here. How are you doing? Good to hear from you, and look forward to you getting up here and getting organized one of these days. We'll be able to have a chat. Back to you, Kevin.
We were there at Farm. The summer 2TH is about a mile south of Providence Farm there, so you're very close to the southern QTH, or I should say the summer QTH at the summer cottage, so you're very close.
Yeah, I remember you said you were up at that end of the neck of the woods, and so we usually are just driving straight on by. I like to drive up back way through Elk Rapids to Ellsworth, East Jordan, and then on to Des Moines City. It's better than going up through Kalkaska and that route. It's less boring. So it's kind of fun. And then it was on Saturday, it was around noon, so we said, hey, let's go pop over, grab a burrito at the Providence Farm. And I remembered you were up in that area, so I figured, well, heck, I'll try to give you a shout on the Simplex if you were there. Might have worked. Who knows?
My favorite opportunity there during the summertime is go to Providence Farm and get their homemade tamales. I usually get about three or so. Get the variety of the chicken, the pork, and whatever else they had. I think they have the cheese. And they really do make a good, authentic tamale, so I really do enjoy their food. I was up there, 2 weeks ago, and we had to visit some friends up there, and I had one of their burritos, I thought a breakfast burrito of a sort. No, it was a regular burrito. They had no meat in it. So, wow, it was actually quite good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was, that had my thoughts as we were driving down there. That's why I got one. And I was looked at the menu and it was, breakfast burrito. Yeah, I'll do that. Oh, out of stock. Oh, the other burrito is okay. I prefer some meat in it, but it's okay. And it was out of stock as well. So I ended up with just a general chicken, or no, pork taco. But that was it was perfect. So, yeah, they do a great job, and it's kind of fun. We did their CSA one visitor, and they brought us a box every week. And it was just, like, almost more than we could take. There was more. We had root vegetables, carrots, beets, and a little thing called kohlrabi, which we still have to figure out how people cook that and what they might do with it. But we ended up with kohlrabi every week and never did figure out what to do with it. But Anyway, it's that's a great little farm. They do a great job, and they're super swell people. So, yeah. So we traveled by there, both going up and back from Boyne City. So, when you're up here, we'll soon get together. We can grab a burrito.
It sounds like a good plan there, Scott. Yeah, when we travel up there in the 15th into Bel Air, that's where the northern QTH will be at, actually the winter QTH, and we're going to start doing some more moving. But when our timely visit up there, we're going to be spending our days up over in Traverse. We're spending our nights in Traverse City and doing entertaining with for my sister and everything, and show her the downtown Traverse City and some of the sights and scenes. So, anyway, it's been good talking to you, Scott, and we're going to say 73s to you, and we'll hopefully catch you when we get up there.
Okay, Kevin, yeah, for sure. Give a buzz or a shout on the radio. We'll be around. I don't think there's anything, we don't have anything planned until April, so we'll be around here for sure. So anyway, that's good. We'll say hi to Ann, and we will chat with you later. Have a good trip up here with your sister, and have a good time here. Thanks a lot. WWU from WX1J. Good evening.
And 9KOB Mobile.
And 9KOB, this is KJYS. Are you still standing by?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just seeing if signal is pretty good here. I just made a couple of changes here, some jumpers. Changed out some jumpers.
Yeah, from what I can hear, you're pretty good. I'm out on the edge of it to repeat a little bit, but yeah, from what I can hear, you sound pretty good.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm going to be hitting the hay bales here, so you drive safe out there. We'll catch you later. Thanks for shouting back. K8BYS.
No problem. 9KOP, mobile clip.